This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We'll meet you in the garden and see if this fairy is in the bottom of my garden. That's me! It's me! It's me in the bottom of my garden. Yeah, we're looking at, this is the season, August, right through until about sort of February, March, where the flowers come out and it gets right up your nose of many people. So we're looking at, see if we can establish a low allergen garden. And people often get sort of sneezing, itchy eyes, runny nose and all the rest of it. And asthma sufferers too can have a pretty rough time at this time of year and find that the asthma becomes worse during these months. So let's have a little look and see if we can do something about it. They can be all these symptoms can be significantly reduced with some careful planning of your garden. So even if you've got that balcony garden, there could be something there that's blowing right into your air conditioning and getting right up your nose. The place which causes the most trouble are very often in our own backyards. Many windborne pollens can only travel short distances, so controlling them in your garden can be and will be very important. Now, the most significant step you can take in planting a low allergen garden is to choose bird or insect pollinated plants rather than wind pollinated ones. Plants pollinated by birds and insects produce only small amounts of pollen. Most native trees and shrubs are pollinated by birds and insects. Some lawns can also produce a lot of wind-borne pollen. Choose native species or low-pollinating introduced species such as Greenlee's Park Cooch or Buffalo. When mowing a lawn, if you're a sufferer from the allergens, protect your eyes, nose and mouth with a mask and goggles, or mow when the dew is still a little bit on the lawn. So like this morning, it'd be nice to damp there. Now, weeds produce airborne pollen as well, and are taking available nutrients from your soil as well. So get on with the weeding. I've nearly finished mine. Mulching helps to control weeds, but it's more important that you use an inorganic mulch, since organic mulches like straw and hay could harbour moulds, which would harbour allergens. So a suitable ground cover is probably a better way to go. I've got all the violets here. They're gorgeous. They're still in flower. Lightly scented plants are preferable to strong scents, as these can act as an irritant and be a further problem. So what to avoid? We're going to do two parts to this segment because I think it's quite an important one. And these are the plants to avoid. The Asteraceae family, I didn't know what they were either, but they're the daisies, the chrysanthemums, the marigolds, those sorts of things. Most introduced grasses give off allergens. Wattles, I think it's the one that sort of is the mark of the season. Elder trees, ash, birch, she oak, cypress, elm, liquid amber, very popular in the 50s, and they're quite big trees now, maple, white cedar, oak, olive, poplar, privet, walnut, and willow. So all of those do carry high sort of allergens, and if you can avoid those trees if they're in your garden, so maybe get rid of them or grow something else. And a few plants that might cause trouble and cause a rash, actually, and if touched, the primula, common or English ivy, poinsettia, the rus tree, and a grevillea robin gordon, which is a gorgeous native tree, but if touched can cause a rash, and other cultivars, and many bulbs. So just be careful there if you're handling the bulbs. Wear gloves, and hopefully you'll be a bit better off there. This has been the gardening section. We'll go on to which suitable plants to put in the garden next week, and to make it a low allergen garden. You're with the Gazman here, right on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.